You're listening to SBS News.
Singapore is slated to be the next destination for Australians to enjoy quarantine-free travel. The two-way travel deal was top of the agenda as Scott Morrison sat down with his Singaporean counterpart, Lee Hsien Loong. It appears that concrete plans will be made to expand the travel bubble beyond New Zealand, but the exact timeline still remains unclear.
We will now work together to put the infrastructure in place, to put the systems in place, to enable us to open up in a similar way that we've been able to open up to New Zealand from Australia, when we're both in a position to do so. There is still some time before we reach that milestone, but there is nothing impeding us, as we've discussed today, from getting on with the job of putting systems in place that will enable such a bubble to emerge between Singapore and Australia as it does now occur between Australia and New Zealand.
Those systems include the mutual recognition of digital vaccination certificates and widespread inoculation across both countries. The Singaporean Prime Minister says virus transmission numbers and vaccination rates will be among the considerations to opening up travel between the two countries.
Well, our officials are discussing the air travel bubble, and they're also starting to discuss the mutual recognition of health and vaccination certificates. And we will have to resume this in a safe and calibrated manner when both sides are ready. Certainly vaccination rates and transmission rates will be part of the consideration. I would say that we are in Singapore, we are making good progress with our vaccination program. In Australia, they're also steadily vaccinating the population. And I think once the majority of the population is vaccinated, it becomes much easier for us to contemplate these openings up.
The opposition's Jason Clare says vaccination rates here in Australia have to go up before any serious consideration is given for further travel bubbles.
I saw mention of a potential travel bubble with Singapore overnight. If that happens, that's a good thing. We'd like to see that happen, but there's no timetable set for when it might happen. I think the Singapore Prime Minister made the point that it can only happen once the majority of people are vaccinated, and we're a long way from that at the moment. I think only 2-3% of Australians have now been fully vaccinated, so we're a long way from more than 50% of Aussies being vaccinated. To be honest, this vaccination rollout has been bungled pretty badly. It's not a rollout, it's a strollout. We need to speed it up.
The two leaders also discussed China's dominance in the region after Scott Morrison earlier this week stepped up calls for a world order that favors freedom. The Singaporean Prime Minister is urging Australia to find a way to work together with the superpower.
That this is a big world in which there are different countries, and work with others who are not completely like-minded, but with whom you have many issues where your interests do align and where your mutual cooperation is necessary. There will be rough spots and not few, and you have to deal with them, but deal with them as issues in a partnership which you want to keep going, and not issues which add up to an adversary which you are trying to suppress.
Labour's Mr. Clare says Australia needs to work with China.
China's changing, China's becoming more assertive, it's becoming more difficult to work with, but the fact is we need to work with China. China is our biggest trading partner. $1 in $3 that we make from trade, we make from China. So the idea that you can just turn your back on that is short-sighted and naive. We do need to be able to diversify our trade. We need to be doing everything we can to make sure that Australian businesses can sell their products and services not just to China, but to Indonesia, to India, and other countries around the world. That's just smart. But instead of talking about war, we should be talking about jobs.
Ashley Townshend from the United States Studies Center agrees that Australia needs to better manage its interactions with China.
I think Prime Minister Lee is absolutely right that Australia, like all countries in the region, needs to manage its relationship with China and find ways to reach a settling point through which strategic competition between China and many others in the Indo-Pacific can be managed in a more or less stable way. This has really been Australia's position for a long time, although we have seen hints in the last few days that, in fact, Prime Minister Morrison is looking to chart a somewhat different and less pragmatic agenda when it comes to talking about the role of values in the Indo-Pacific, and that could make reaching that settling point a little bit harder.
From Singapore, Australia's Prime Minister has headed to the United Kingdom ahead of the opening of the G7 summit in Cornwall. Before meeting with other world leaders, he addressed the media and acknowledged recent emergency events back home in Australia.
I just want to assure people that we continue to stay in close contact with the situation in Victoria, in particular the terrible floods which have already claimed two lives. And we extend our sincere condolences to the families who have lost loved ones there. If it's flooded, forget it. That's the clear message. The federal government will work closely with the state government to ensure that the normal disaster recovery support will be flowing in partnership with the way that has been organised with the state government in Victoria.
At the G7, Mr. Morrison will attend three sessions on health, the economy and climate, and he's likely to meet US President Joe Biden, Japanese leader Yoshihide Suga, and Korea's Moon Jae-in. After the summit, he'll meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in London and hold talks in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Morrison says key issues on his agenda at the summit include trade, climate, security, energy, and the coronavirus pandemic. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.